Next news time. It's 5 o'clock.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. You have now entered the cone of truth. I will attempt to redistribute the truth to all of you because you're entitled to your fair share of the truth. So the NSA lost its authority at midnight to collect Americans' phone records in bulk after GOP Senator Rand Paul stood in the way of extending the fiercely contested program in an extraordinary Sunday Senate session. But the lapse in the program will probably be brief because there is another bill. The Senate voted 77-17 to move ahead on the House-passed bill, the USA Freedom Act, which only last weekend fell three shorts of the 60 needed to advance in the Senate. And I have to say that this is an extraordinary gamble on the part of Senator Rand Paul. He is being criticized by those in the GOP, the establishment Republicans in the GOP, for this. But I think he has a very valid point, and I think it is brave that he does this. And I also think that, again, it's an incredible political gamble on his part. And some are even saying that this is it for him, that he won't be able to, that this blows any chance of him really being able to win the GOP nomination. But good for him. I think it's, again, a brave act, and good for him for doing it. Here, I want to play a little excerpt of him on the Senate floor.
None heard. Senator from Kentucky can proceed.
Let us be very clear why we're here this evening. We are here this evening because this is an important debate. This is a debate over the Bill of Rights. This is a debate over the Fourth Amendment. This is a debate over your right to be left alone. Justice Brandeis said that the right to be left alone is the most cherished of rights. The right to be left alone is the most prized to civilized men. Let us be clear. We are here tonight because the president continues to conduct an illegal program. The president has been rebuked by the court. The president has been told in explicit terms, the president has been told that the program he is conducting is illegal. Now the president opines on television. The president wants to blame it. He says, anybody but me. But you know what? The president started this program without congressional permission. Even the authors of the Patriot Act say that the Patriot Act in no way gives authority to the president to collect all of your phone records all of the time. If there ever was a general warrant, if there ever was a generalized collection of information from people to which there is no suspicion, this is it. We are not collecting the information of spies. We are not collecting the information of terrorists. We are collecting all American citizens' records all of the time. This is what we fought the revolution over. Are we going to so blithely give up our freedom? Are we going to so blithely go along and just say, take it? Well, I'm not going to take it anymore. I don't think the American people are going to take it anymore. 80% of those under 40 say we've gone too far. That this whole collection of all of our records all the time is too much. The court has said, how can records be relevant to an investigation that hasn't started? The court has said that even under these lower standards, even under these standards of saying that it would be relevant, that all of the stuff they are collecting is precisely irrelevant. Now people say, well, they're not looking at it. They're not listening to it. It's the tip of the iceberg what we're talking about here. And realize that they were dishonest about the program until we caught them.
I mean, that says it all right there. I got to tell you, I got to give props to Rand Paul for standing up for Americans because no one else is. No one else is. And those in his own party are vilifying him today for this. There is generally, it's being said, there's bipartisan support for this, and we're just trying to stop terrorists. You see, and I say this all the time, when you speak in platitudes like this, when I say to you, well, don't you want clean air? Don't you want clean water? I mean, we're going after terrorists. So then why are you going to collect in bulk Americans' phone records? Why? If you have a reasonable, articulable suspicion that someone is engaged in terrorism, go get a warrant. That's why we have the Fourth Amendment, to protect Americans from unreasonable searches and seizures. Is it reasonable for the government to collect in bulk phone records? And I've heard people say, well, I trust the phone company. I trust the government. When the government shut down because of Senator Ted Cruz, when he refused to back down over Obamacare defunding, government agencies made all sorts of hysterical claims about what would happen if they didn't have the money. And conservatives, quote-unquote conservatives, were quick to point out that the claims were overblown by hysteria by the government. For some reason, when the government makes claims about what Rand Paul is doing with the NSA, conservatives are now falling all over themselves to believe the government. This, I would remind you, is the same government that tells us to trust it at the IRS, the HHS, and the VA. In fact, it is well documented that the intelligence community has lied to Congress, distorted its operations, and presented half-truths in public. It is further well established that this particular administration has repeatedly abused the limits of power and restraint on government for political ends. I think that Senator Paul forcing this issue into the open is a good thing. I don't trust the government. Sorry. And I don't trust the phone company. We've got a caller from Miami. We've got Al on the line calling from Miami. Hey, thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Paul said. I mean, that's collecting all this information is crazy. But that's not why I called. I want to take up the issue of that Citizens United thing where the Supreme Court determined, if I got this correct, that a corporation is a person?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now I'm thinking, what if persons started becoming corporations?
Well, you can.
What are the tax ramifications there? It seems to me that if a person became a corporation, then they could write off all their expenses.
Well, you can. Basically, you can form a LLC.
Exactly. So that way, now you'd be having to write off all your expenses, your groceries, your gas, all of that stuff you could write off just like a corporation, and your taxes would seem to me that would go way down, and I don't think the government would like that.
No, of course not. All right, well, thanks.
I'm hoping to spread the word to everybody, start making yourself a corporation, and like, hey, people could get anything. A corporation could get food stamps, theoretically.
All right, Al, thanks for calling the show, and thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
All right.
You know, I got to tell you that today, you know, this thing is expiring, this bulk collection. The NSA won't be allowed to do it. But it's not going to last for long. We're talking, you know, a couple of days. And then I've heard people say, well, you know, we've got this lull now that you could have lone wolves planning things. And there, of course, there are workarounds to this, because there always are workarounds, okay? The Justice Department has this thing called the Grandfather Clause. So they can keep using this bulk collection if investigation started before June 1st. There are additional workarounds investigators may use to overcome the lapse in the authorizations. So this is relatively meaningless and symbolic. However, I think that it's important to have this conversation, to have this out in the open. Of course, he, Senator Rand Paul will be, of course, vilified by this. But I think it's a positive thing, and good for him. We've got Justin Duckman from Talk Radio News out of Washington, D.C. Justin, what did you make of Senator Rand Paul's stance against the NSA bulk collection? So what did you make of that move?
I think this is sort of in line with what Rand Paul has been all about for quite some time. We're, of course, seeing a lot of senators really accusing him of grandstanding on this, accusing him of trying to essentially fundraise off this. But it raises a pretty good question over, you know, since when did it become shocking for senators to take positions in order to fundraise? That's something that's been going on for quite some time, and I'm not really sure why that's suddenly being, you know, vilified now by people who do it on a pretty daily basis. But it looks like it's a pretty gutsy decision, especially considering the, you know, national security sort of boogeyman talk that we see surrounding the Patriot Act.
Yeah, I think so. Look, I mean, I know he's getting ripped for this by... Well, mostly the GOP is getting ripped by it, you know, the squishy establishment wing of the GOP. But, you know, I have to tell you, this is the same thing that the establishment said about Ted Cruz, you know, that, oh, my God. You know, I remember being in Washington when this happened, when Ted Cruz did this. And he was summarily vilified by everyone in the establishment for doing this, for not going along. And that's why I always say, Justin, you and I have talked about this many times, that there's essentially one party in Washington, and it is the inside the Beltway Washington elites that control everything. And so I think that... the fact that Rand Paul is exposing this, and it's largely symbolic, I understand that, but the fact that we're having this discussion, I think, is a good thing.
Right, and, you know, it's also sort of different from the Ted Cruz sort of situation. You know, Ted Cruz, we had a lot of Americans who are, of course, not really in favor of the government shutting down. With the Patriot Act, that's something that's, you know, stands in pretty stark contrast. This is something that's, you know, primarily with the NSA provisions that were revealed with the Snowden files, something that's really controversial, something that's not really supported by a good number of Americans, is sort of bulk metadata collection, and it's something that really crosses party lines. You know, we have Democrats fully against this, we have the mainstream of the Republican Party against it, and it seems like the only people who are really, you know, in favor of it are those in the Senate who are, you know, pretty hawkish, or those who have to face re-election.
Yeah, and he was he's also, you know, catching a lot of flack for saying that you know, the hawks in the party kind of caused this. And I think that's also I think frankly he's got a point, you know, and I've said that too, you know. Because we've heard that people talk about, for instance, that you know, the world would be a better place without Saddam Hussein, and I keep saying I keep saying no, I think it actually isn't.
Yeah.
So, all right, man, thanks a lot for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right, you too. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I believe that skincare doesn't need to be complicated. Here's my simple program. In the morning, protect your skin with my daytime cream. Daytime is an SPF 20 sunscreen with niacin and moisturizers. In the evening, feed your skin with my nighttime serum. Nighttime has vitamin C and A, fruit acids, and antioxidants. And wash your face with Clean Time, my wonderful smelling toxin-free soap. Feed, protect, and clean. That's all it takes to have truly beautiful skin. My basic regimen is the simplest, most effective skincare program you can buy. It includes nighttime and daytime and a bar of Clean Time soap. To order, call 855-940-1500. That's 855-940-1500, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Mention Phoenix, and my basic skincare regimen is yours for $99.
Monday morning, you showed up fine.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. So the piling on continues. The Sunday morning news shows. This is from Fox, okay? Fox Sunday morning with Chris Wallace show. They had a panel discussion, and Britt Hume was talking about Rand Paul and how evil he is. But you're going to hear this. As you're going to hear, you're going to continue to hear this. And I think, you know what, I got to tell you, I think that this is going to give Rand Paul some, it's going to distinguish himself from a very crowded field within the GOP, because I think the GOP is increasingly becoming, a lot of people are becoming, I think, more libertarian. But, of course, the establishment, the Karl Roves of the GOP, the losers, because that's what they are. They lost the last two elections. They are going to pile on, and this is the, by the way, this is the same argument that we've been having for the last 50 years, and I'll get to that in a minute. But here is the one of the Sunday morning news shows discussing Rand Paul and what he has said, and how they need to go after this guy, because, my God.
With the panel, Well, Britt, not only has Rand Paul promised to force the expiration, his words, of the bulk data collection, at least for a few days, through parliamentary maneuvers, this week he also blamed the creation of ISIS on Republicans. Take a look.
ISIS exists and grew stronger because of the hawks in our party who gave arms indiscriminately, and most of those arms were snatched up by ISIS. These hawks also wanted to bomb Assad, which would have made ISIS's job even easier. They created these people.
So, he's right. But listen to Britt Hume.
What do you make of Senator Paul's actions and words, both on the merits of the arguments that he makes and also as a strategy to win the Republican presidential nomination?
Taking the second part of your question first, he seems confused about which party he's running in. These stances, either on surveillance or on who's responsible for ISIS, are not going to sit well with, you know, the majority of the Republican electorate. It's just not going to happen. There is a segment of the Republican electorate which shares his somewhat paranoid views of things, and he will have their support.
Paranoid view of things. See, I see. We're paranoid now. Wow. Because I don't trust the government, because they've continually lied to me. So that makes me paranoid. That's a whole gaslight argument. You're just crazy, man. You're crazy.
But that's not a nominating set. And as for the historical accuracy of his idea of who created ISIS, first of all, Assad and ISIS weren't really fighting each other. They basically split the country up, and only recently has ISIS taken any territory from that Assad controlled. So that's nonsense. He makes no mention of the fact that, you know, after that there was a stable Iraq in place, a relatively stable Iraq, which, you know, Obama walked away from, which gave ISIS the free reign that it's had, or at least was largely responsible.
See, now this is the view of the establishment Republicans. And again, this is the same fight that's been going on. Really, you can go back to Calvin Coolidge. But I'll go back to 1964. It's just been going for 50 years, more than 50 years now, with the Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, true conservatives versus the Nixon, Rockefeller, establishment Republicans. It's been going on forever. We're still having this debate with these knuckleheads that have basically ruined the GOP because they've gotten control.
For doing so. So historically, he's off base there as well. As
George.
He's off base. He's off base as well. These are the type of people, these Republicans, okay? David Brooks from the New York Times. Listen to what he said over the weekend. These are the Republicans I'm talking about. Can you run that, Betty? Listen to this. This is David Brooks over the weekend.
But President Obama's run an amazing, and you know, I have my disagreements, say, with President Obama, but President Obama's run an amazingly scandal-free administration, not only he himself, but the people around him. He's chosen people who have been pretty scandal-free. Uh-huh. And so there are people in Washington who do set a standard of integrity, who do seem to attract people of quality. I think that's probably true of the current group. I hope it's true of the current leadership group in Congress. They're not all involved in scandal.
Yeah, so David makes a good point, and agree with him on this administration in particular.
Yeah, that's by the way, that was Mark Shields at the end. He's at least calls himself a quote unquote liberal, which liberals aren't even liberal. They're liberal in name only. But David Brooks is a perfect example of the kind of establishment Republicans that I'm talking about here, that are dying for Jeb Bush to be the president. And by the way, let me tell you something right now. Jeb Bush, the big guns haven't come out yet to support Jeb Bush, but they will. Make no mistake about it. They are going to come out and support Jeb Bush and do whatever they can. Jeb Bush sounds like a guy who doesn't even want to run. He was on Face the Nation. He said to Bob Schieffer, I hope I run. To be honest with you, I'd like to run, but I haven't made the decision. A bit later, he said, I hope so. I hope I'm a candidate in the near future. Really? That's the guy you want as your nominee? Jeb Bush? Really? Jeb Bush is what's everything that's wrong. Everything that's wrong about the establishment Republicans is Jeb Bush. So now we're seeing that in Iowa, Scott Walker is pulling away. He's expanding his lead in Iowa, while Marco Rubio is actually in second place. A recent Bloomberg Des Moines Register Iowa poll shows that a third of likely Republican caucus participants say they would never vote for Bush. 43% view him favorably compared to 45% who view him unfavorably. Okay? Scott Walker is solidly in first place right now. Solidly in first place right now. So I don't even know if Jeb Bush, if he doesn't win or make a good showing in Iowa, I don't know if he can even run. I mean, I don't care how much money you have. I bring up the 1980 election, and I've said this many times to people. You had former Texas Governor John Connally in 1980, outspent everyone. He got one electoral vote. So Scott Walker seems to be the guy that's pulling away right now, and Jeb Bush seems to be fading. So one could conclude that quite possibly Jeb Bush will fail in his attempt to be the GOP nominee. And God, I hope so. But the big guns haven't come out yet. They're waiting. They're waiting to see if he can do it on his own. And then you're going to see the big guns come out. He so far hasn't had to rely on his brother or his father. But I anticipate that very shortly he will. Look, if you've got a business and you want to get results, advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Radio is the way to go. It's probably the most effective way to reach your core constituency in advertising. If you like the show, advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Call me at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Feel psyched up, tuned in, turned on, and megawired for sound. What? Yeah, tune in to Healthy House Calls. We discuss the secrets to wellness, longevity, and abundant energy. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we broadcast live and direct from Healthy
this
Habit
is
Health
the
Food Store.
Radio News. I'm Robin Walensky. The Senate lets key provisions of the Patriot Act put into play in the post 9/11 era expire overnight. The Blaze Radio's Greg Moore now with comments from Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul expressing his desire to kill the NSA's program collecting Americans' phone data.
Are we going to so blithely give up our freedom? Are we going to so blithely go along and just say, take it? Well, I'm not going to take it anymore.
The GOP presidential candidate says the NSA program was opposed by a majority of Americans under 40, as well as the courts. The Senate now facing a major backlash for letting parts of the Patriot Act expire after the end of a rare Sunday session.
The Taliban five terrorists staying put for now. These are the five dangerous Gitmo detainees the Obama administration swaps in exchange for deserter Bo Bergdahl. The very latest now from the Blaze Radio's Dave Perkins.
The government of Qatar agreeing to extend the travel ban on the Taliban Five past the Sunday night midnight deadline.
I've seen nothing that causes me to believe that these folks are reformed or changed their ways.
Whenever they're freed, Kansas Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo of the House Intelligence Committee has little doubt they'll be back in business soon.
Trying to do harm to America.
Pompeo with Catherine Herridge on Fox News.
And an extremely familiar face on the Sunday talk show circuit, calling it quits. Here's the Blaze Radio's Ken Stevens.
Bob Schieffer hosting his final Face the Nation episode on CBS.
The one thing I will never forget is the trust you placed in me and how nice you were to have me as a guest in your home over so many years. That meant the world to me, and it always will.
Schieffer joining CBS News in 1969, rising to become the chief Washington correspondent in 1982. He'd manned the Face the Nation desk for nearly 25 years.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio, two Peoria firefighters recovering from injuries they suffered when a truck hit their vehicle head-on while they were running out to a drowning call. The condition of the truck's driver remains unknown. The FBI investigating an officer-involved shooting on the Salt River Indian Reservation as he was threatening officers with a hammer and a knife.
Once the officers arrived on scene during the course of their interaction with the individual, both officers discharged their weapons, resulting in the individual being shot.
FBI spokesman Anthony Farinacci says the suspect was taken to a hospital. He's in stable condition. None of the police were hurt. Arizona's central desert seeing lower temperatures to kick off the week today after flirting with record high temperatures over the weekend.
We're looking for high temperatures anywhere from 103 to 106 in the Phoenix area, and then a slight cool down Tuesday and Wednesday. We're dipping down closer to 102, 101 degrees.
Get your news on demand anytime, ArizonaNewsRadio.com. I'm John Gilliland.
This check of your KFNX traffic is a service of a foundation for a better life. You're going to find some slowing eastbound I-10 between 83rd and 59th Avenue. Usual suspects there. Same thing southbound I-17 between 19th Avenue and 7th Street. Look for a wreck 51st Avenue at Lower Buckeye. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for the rest of the morning, we've got clear skies. We'll see a low near 78. As we head into the day, we'll have sunny skies and a high near 105. Tonight, clear with a low near 73. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 102. Tuesday night, clear with a low near 70. Wednesday, sunny and a high near 100. I'm Ron Pritchard from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here at Midtown, we're at 84 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. More Edward Woodson comes your way on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works. This month, iSupport is on special, the ultimate delivery system for the critical nutrients, especially hard to obtain carotenoids, essential to the health of the lens, the retina, and the macula. One iSupport, three times a week, delivers a total of 36,000 micrograms of zeaxanthin and lutein, the level needed to support healthy eyes according to the AMD study. I believe nothing supports eye health like iSupport. See the difference for yourself. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. What a deal. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Get the latest in real estate news from across the valley.
Shaken, not stirred, with a dash of anything goes.
It's all on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Wednesdays at noon.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. We've got Michael Pelka from The Blaze. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. How are you today, sir?
Pretty good, pretty good. How was your weekend?
It was hectic at best, I guess, is the way to look at it.
Okay. Well, that's it's better than nothing.
You know, when you look at all the stuff that went down this weekend.
I know, right? I mean, I had so much to talk about coming in.
Yeah, we actually had the Senate working on a Sunday. And, you know, that's got to make those old guys upset.
You know, what's amazing to me is just the piling on from the GOP establishment against Rand Paul, and not a word from the quote-unquote liberals. Not a word. Everyone is kind of marching in lockstep, and this is what I always say, that there is basically just one party in Washington. And you know what? I applaud Rand Paul for this move. It's a gutsy move. I know that a lot of people are saying that he basically just has blown his chance at getting the nomination, but it's a long way off, and I don't know if this is necessarily going to hurt him or not.
Well, you've got to win the nomination before you have a crack at, you know, the general, and this will help him in the general, obviously.
Right.
But he has to get through the 75 candidates he's running against, which, you know, I exaggerate to clarify, but it could be an interesting race. He may be, is he vice presidential timber if he's not president? Some of these guys say, I don't want to be the second guy. We'll see.
Right, right.
But
yeah.
Meanwhile, Edward, no one's keeping track of your phone calls and where you're calling and who you're calling and how often today. Oh, wait, they are. The phone companies still have all the data.
Sure. So I heard somebody this morning as I was driving in, I heard another talk show host say on the air, well, I trust the phone company.
I would have pulled over. I would have stopped because the laughing would have endangered other motorists on the road.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's, by the way, and I will name him, Jimmy Cephalo, who's just a complete moron.
Well, he's a football player, for God's sake.
But he's the voice here in Miami. He's the conservative guy on.
Well, I don't know him, so I can only comment on that comment, which I'm like, wait, what? Phone companies?
Yeah, he trusts the phone company. He trusts the phone company.
These phone companies are part of, let's remind everybody, big business that are often tied to big government, which is specifically tied to this administration.
Yeah, I mean, I don't trust the phone company. I don't trust the government. And, you know, and also, everybody always says, and, you know, this is what also kind of just upsets me, is when people say, well, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm not worried. That's how it begins, you know. That's what people don't realize. That's exactly how it begins.
Well, what if people, whenever anybody says that, I said, well, you say that, but how do you feel about Sharia law? If Sharia law among the Muslim people in the country doesn't affect you, then why don't you just let them have Sharia law? Because eventually it creeps into your life. And unless and until people realize that, they're never going to come around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I got to tell you, I applaud Rand Paul for this, frankly. And I know that it's unpopular. And, you know, I saw, you know, Britt Hume was talking about, you know, ridiculing him, saying that he's forgotten what party he's in, and you know, all the typical, the usual suspects. And you know, we've been having this argument amongst conservatives. This is the same Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan versus the Nixon Rockefeller Republicans that we've been having now for the last 50 years. And you can really even go back to Calvin Coolidge.
Well, you can go back to Calvin Coolidge. I'm not. I have to go forward. But yeah, now, I want to just stick my toe in another pool here. Wednesday, as early as Wednesday, we could have a vote on fast-track TPA. Have you given any thought to that?
Yeah, I have, actually. But, of course, Americans think it's a brand of toilet paper.
That's true, and it might be worth what a roll of toilet paper is worth, or affect what a roll of toilet paper costs you if it passes. And I think this is a big one. I'm keeping my eye on this week, and I think those of you who probably realize when unions and Tea Partiers agree on something, there's considerable weight there, and you should look and see what's going on. And that Fast Track TPA, I think, is a deadly deal because it's a living agreement, which means that once it's approved and signed, the people over at the WTO and the president can change it, and Congress can't do anything about it.
Yeah, and not only that, it's being done in secret. We can't even read it.
And if you read it and talk about it, you can go to jail for 5 years.
That's insanity. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what crazy alternative universe are we living in right now?
Well, it's the most transparent administration in history, right? But no, you can't see this agreement, which is being negotiated in secret. And if the senators or members of the House go in, they cannot bring a pen or pencil. They can't bring a cell phone. They can only take out of their memory, and any aides who go in with them have to have top secret security clearance.
So I don't know if you saw this too, that latest Rasmussen poll, most Democrats think illegal immigrants should vote. Did you see this?
Yeah, it's a little disturbing. You know, I think we go to the border with a big Zamboni or a big Electrolux vacuum and just suck up the line. Let's just remove it, because it doesn't mean anything.
Well, and here's what kills me about this. You know, again, you know, this just goes to show you this bipartisanship between the establishment Republicans and the Democrats, because, you know, and this is what's happening, is that you have now the establishment Republicans as well as the Democrats, the elites, okay, that are basically conspiring against the middle class, and people don't even realize that.
Once again, when the unions stand up and go, hold on a second, if you're bringing in more low-income voters, you're going to take the competition for jobs and make it just excruciatingly difficult on the middle class. Yes, that new group of 10 million, whatever they are, Latinos or just illegal immigrants from all over the world, are likely going to vote for Democrats who supported them. But it's going to have a catastrophic effect on the wages for the middle class and the people who will be competing with those folks for jobs.
Right. And, you know, and again, I hate to continue to press this, but, you know, one of the big arguments made by, again, the Chamber of Commerce Republicans is that, you know, Hispanics will never vote for Republicans unless, you know, we pass amnesty. Here's the thing. If you're not a citizen and you can't vote, they can't vote against you.
That's a great point.
I don't understand this. They continue to say this. You know, they continue to say this. This is like the argument of polls show that the public overwhelmingly supports comprehensive immigration reform. It's like 97% of all scientists agree that there's, you know, global warming going on. It's the same, you know, these arguments that are couched in, you know, platitudes.
Well, yeah, if you don't define what comprehensive is, then everyone's going to agree with it. Yeah, comprehensive. Yeah, we want to when you overhaul it, yes, I want it overhauled, but I want it tougher.
Right, right. Well, again, like I always say, if you speak in platitudes constantly, if I say to you, Mike, aren't you in favor of clean water and clean air? And don't you like puppies, Mike? I mean,
yes, they're delicious. Oh, did I say that out loud?
No, I hate.
No, I'm a dog lover. You know that.
No,
I'm a dog rescuer.
We both are.
Yeah. It's a good thing. So it's going to be an interesting week with everybody screaming back and forth at each other about the elimination or death of the Patriot Act, but I think they're going to come up with something, you know, by midweek, probably Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm more concerned with fast-track TPA than giving the president that authority on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which could be real. Imagine TPA passes and the president then can add Iran or China and Cuba as trade partners, and Congress can do nothing about it.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, sure. Well, you're a reasonable guy.
All right, Mike, I got to run. But thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks, sir. Take care.
All right. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
When it comes to bullying, don't validate, eliminate. Adults have the power to stop bullying in our schools. I'm Dennis Van Roekel, president of the National Education Association. It's up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied kids. It's caring adults that can stop bullying, fix it, and prevent it. Help us create safe, bully-free learning environments for all students. One caring adult can make all the difference. Be that adult and take the pledge at nea.org/bullyfree. That's nea.org/bullyfree.
A message from the National Education Association.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Welcome back. The Trans-Pacific Partnership that we just discussed is so monstrous that it will allow foreign corporations to change U.S. laws without the need to even go to court. It's being supported by the president. It's being supported by those in the establishment as well. We don't even know what's in it. But we've seen this before. Let's just pass the bill and we'll find out what's in it. Obamacare. So I wanted to play this video for you that Americans, of course, don't know what it is, and they couldn't even care less. This was in New York Times Square.
Do you know what the TPP is?
Nope.
How about you?
I do not.
You've never heard of it?
No, never heard of them.
What is TPP? I don't even know what's that.
I don't know what TPP is.
What's TPP?
Toilet paper?
Why not? You down with it?
No.
You down with TPP?
What is that?
It's like OPP, except the corporations are screwing everyone. Are you down with it?
Not really.
Oh, you guys trying to get me in trouble.
Why?
I work for Fox News.
If you work for Fox News, you should know what the TPP is.
Well, you know, I work there, but that doesn't necessarily mean I keep up with it.
It's the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Ring any bells now?
No.
No.
Still nothing.
Sorry, yeah, no.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Go to your meeting.
I don't know what TPP is. I'm sorry.
No one knows what it is! Does anyone in Times Square know what the TPP is? Anyone? Does anyone know what the TPP is? We're trying to figure out if anyone even knows what this trade partnership is about, and it seems like no one knows what it is.
Nope, we don't. We too busy looking at naked ladies and SpongeBob and all of them out here.
No one knows about it here. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because people are dumb.
They're coming up with new ways to screw the people, actually. That's all it comes down to. Does that surprise you?
No.
Do you care?
Nope.
Not really.
Why don't you bother to know about the trade?
I just don't care. I mean, I have my own problems to worry about, so.
Gotcha, like what hat to buy next, right?
Right, exactly.
No one knows about it.
We're going to go home and do our research.
Yeah. Now you know. Go home, look up this TPP thing.
Mm-hmm. That's the electorate. That is the electorate. Nobody had any idea what the Trans-Pacific Partnership was. And almost all of them didn't care. And these people, if you watch this video, and by the way, go check it out, it's on my Facebook page. If you watch this video, these weren't like bums. These were all individuals on the streets of Manhattan that appeared to be upwardly mobile. And as you heard in the video, one of them worked for Fox News. But they just don't care. See, this is what's happening in America, okay? Is that people don't care. First of all, they don't know, and they don't care. And so this is what's happened is that we live in this age of smartphones and increasingly dumb people. Smartphones, stupid people. And that's what's happened. And you can accuse me of cynicism for laughing at the ignorance of the general public, but you know, this is what's happened with the electorate in this country. They are, unless you're talking about the Kardashians, or Bruce Jenner's transgender reassignment surgery, then people just don't care. And that's the sad part. And like I always say, it takes work to know what's going on. You have to actually work at it. And people aren't willing to do the work. They don't want to work at it. Because it's far too hard, and it's a lot easier to just look down at your phone and check out nothing. And what kills me is that you see this all the time. You see people aimlessly walking around looking at their phones. You see them at the restaurants looking at their phones. No one is engaging. No one is talking. You see a group of people now that are out to dinner, and they're all looking at their screens, their phones. Nobody's talking to each other. You see families where everybody's got their dedicated screen. They even put the iPad in front of the baby. It's like this pacifier for the baby. So I encourage everyone to just please, just do your own homework, okay? Find out what's going on. Don't be like everyone else. Because you complain about government, you complain about what's going on, and the reason why this is going on is because nobody knows anything, and because we don't care. And so you don't necessarily have to listen to me or agree with what I say, but just please, just go do your homework. Find out what's going on, and don't rely on the mainstream media, because they're not going to tell you the truth. But I will try to redistribute the truth, because you are entitled to it. All right, we're out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to give you your fair share of the truth, because I think you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh, yeah. I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a holiday special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile for the holiday. That's 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
If you call yourself a conservative, why be here if you're not going to fight? And people say, well, people don't want people fighting. People want everyone to get along, Laura. They want bipartisan agreement, Laura. This is what they want, Laura. No, I think people don't really care about bipartisan agreement. We had a lot of bipartisan agreement in the past. Didn't work out for the people so well. What this election in November showed everybody is that the people are fed up.
Catch the Laura Ingraham Show Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on KFNX.
From the realms of astronomy, space.
aviation, weather. This is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of astronomy. A galaxy cloud to collide with the Milky Way? That's right. Get set for the so-called Smith Cloud, a cloud of interstellar hydrogen to collide with the Milky Way galaxy in 20.